We don't want to talk about what may be out there. We're going to talk about who's using what right now and what's truly working, moving the dial and making money for senior living.
Welcome to season 8 of Bridge the Gap, a podcast dedicated to informing, educating, and influencing the future of housing and services for seniors. The BTG Network is powered by sponsors Align, NICMAP, ProCare HR, Sage, Hamilton Captel, ServiceMaster, The Bridge Group Construction, and Salinity, and produced by Salinity Marketing.
Bridge the Gap in 3, 2. Welcome to Bridge the Gap podcast, the senior living podcast with Josh and Lucas, and another special episode in advance of the fall, NIC. I want to welcome Amy Peters, VP Conferences, Meetings, and Events at NIC. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Lucas. Thank you so much.
You know, our listeners have been hearing Josh and Lucas at the NIC events for a very long time. Actually, they've been hearing us there for 8 years, and it's one of our most coveted events that we go to in the spring and the fall. And we love kind of our conference update to build a little hype and give our audience some insights into what would they be expecting coming up in the fall. And, you know, Amy, typically the fall is either in Washington, D.C. or Chicago, and NIC has thrown us a curveball this year, and a great curveball at that. I'm a native Texan. I live in the DFW area. I love visiting Austin for its food, its culture, its music. And guess what? Y'all are going to be in Austin in September. Amy, talk to us about the genesis of bringing the fall conference to Austin, Texas.
Absolutely. We are so thrilled to have a new city and new venue for the NIC Fall Conference. Austin really spoke to us because of, like you said, its vibrancy. It is a business-driven city. There are a lot of really innovative things going on with technology, with pre-printed fabricated buildings, with Waymo coming in, with Waymo being there, with Tesla coming in. It's a fantastic, very forward-thinking city, and we think that aligns very well with NIC's outlook. Also, it's a great place to do business. Like you said, there's a great food scene. There are a lot of dining options, a lot of entertainment. And it's just, it has got a very positive vibe to it. You don't come to Austin and leave without knowing that you were there. You had a great time. There's beautiful live music around every corner. I just think the excitement level of the city itself is really going to give a great energy to our attendees.
Well, I know that I'm very much excited about that. And I believe the dates are September 8th, 9th, and 10th. That's a Monday, a Tuesday, and a Wednesday. And I was looking at the conference schedule, and it looks like another packed schedule. NIC always puts together such great content and educational resources, in addition to the high-level networking that is unmatched anywhere else in the industry. I know people are filling up their dance cards, so to speak, with meetings, but Amy, talk to us for those that can carve out a little time in between meetings. What can they expect from the conference agenda?
We have got an absolutely remarkable slate of educational programming. As a matter of fact, it's difficult for me just to narrow it down to just a few to talk about right here. Every single session is amazing. I do need to give a quick shout out to the program committee led by Tana Gall and Joe Daniels. They did an absolutely fantastic event of putting together high level quality education. Some of these sessions came together very quickly because they were very obvious what we needed to do and who we needed to have communicate these messages. Some of them were a really heavy lift because they're very creative. So let's talk a little bit about this. Monday, we will kick off the session, of course, a warm welcome from our board chair and vice chair, and they'll go into one of our signature sessions talking about research and analytics, talking about all the work that NIC is doing with NORC, with new and continuing research. After that, we have a kind of a lessons learned and a look forward session where we have got industry luminaries speaking. We'll have, of course, Bob Kramer moderating, but our panelists are going to be Leanne Barney, Stephanie Harris, Kurt Reed, John Rios, and Stephen Vick. And so we have got these folks. We're taking a look at essentially 35 years of the NIC Fall Conference. This is our 35th anniversary of the event. So what has happened in senior living for these past three decades? What has been fantastic? Where have we fallen? Where have we not done as well as we had wished? And what can we look forward to for the future? So amazing scene setting for that first day. Tuesday, we are going to do something a little different. We are going to kick off the morning bright and early, and I hope all my early birds will meet me there for a 7 a.m. movie, a special screening of the movie Familiar Touch. It is remarkable. It's looking at the journey of a woman as she moves from living at home into a memory care setting. And it's very, very moving and powerful and touching. And yes, I promise you, we will have coffee and food there at 7 a.m. I promise. Right after that, there will be a panel, including the writer-director of that movie, talking about mainstream media depiction of older adults and how it is, we think, and honestly hope, turning in the right direction. A little later that day, a fantastic session with Willie Walker interviewing Ryan Marshall of Pulte Group, talking about new products for this new generation of older adults. We've been talking about boomers for a long time, but Gen X is fast on their heels, and we need to be thinking about how to attract them earlier because the trend has been to go into senior living later. So we really need to be thinking about that gap there. Later on, also on Tuesday, following on that theme, we're going to have a session on marketing messages, again, to that new consumer. Joe Coughlin from the MIT Age Lab will be here, and Lee Newman, who's the CEO of a major advertising agency based in Austin, is kind of going to give us that outsider's perspective. What is he seeing in the messages we are putting forward in our advertising, in our materials? How do we portray ourselves? Is it correct? Do we need to pivot? Do we need to come up with something new? Of course, Tuesday, we also have all of our innovation labs. We have six of them. The whole point to innovation labs is to meet adults how and where they want to learn. By and large, we have spent so much of our lives listening to didactic presentations, listening to panels, that our brains need a switch. So that's what this innovation labs do for us. It's more, far more interactive. So various topics, data, real-time analytics, how operators can partner with external companies to look to support both the physical, but also the behavioral and mental health of their residents. Talking about risk management, critical issues, practical ways to increase consumer loyalty, bring in those new customers, and of course, increase revenue. We'll be looking at the middle market, always looking at creative financing for middle market, and some real-world application of AI solutions. We don't want to talk about what may be out there. We're going to talk about who's using what right now and what's truly working, moving the dial, and making money for senior living. Wednesday, we will start with a panel on the current state of the construction industry. It's going to be absolutely fascinating. We have somebody participating on the panel, the chief economist of the Associated General Contractors of America. I was going to go right into saying we'll be closing the conference with our signature session on capital markets and valuations, always a winner. But Lucas, I've got a hot off the press announcement for you. Would you like to hear breaking news of a new session?
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Just announced, just finalized, 9:45 a.m. on Wednesday morning, September 10th. We are going to have an FHA and HUD financing update. So Frank Cassidy, who is the Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary for in the Office of Housing for HUD, is going to be there. And this is going to be a quick but fascinating session, open to everybody, of particular interest to borrowers. We're going to get some real-time updates on what's been happening. So we are absolutely thrilled to be able to partner with FHA and HUD and bring this message to our attendees.
Frank is a personal friend and a wonderful guy, and we were so excited to hear about his appointment there at HUD. And I'm very excited to hear that y'all have partnered together to bring that content. I mean, just listening to you roll through the agenda, it really, this is, I'm not surprised, but I am very excited that, Nick is this balance of incredible opportunity to connect, network, and have meetings, but also paired with this amazing opportunity to get cutting edge, breaking content and conversations. And then with the Innovation Lab, you have the ability to actually be a part of the conversation, which is really, really exciting. I know that the fall, Nick, the agenda, and then its location in Austin. This is going to be one for the record books, I believe. And it's at an inflection point in the industry that is extremely interesting, given the demographics that we hear from Nick Mapp on just the trend that we're seeing in growth and occupancy. And so there's a lot of attention in the industry right now. And I think September 8th, 9th, and 10th in Austin, that is going to be the place to be for the senior living industry. This is truly the Super Bowl, so to speak, and we're really, really excited about it. That said, so are there any resources in advance of the conference that people can dive into to really prepare to start those conversations early?
Absolutely. Your timing is perfect. We will be releasing our mobile app at the end of next week. It's just going through some final edits right now. And you know, the app is a tremendous way. You can see who's coming. Anybody who has opted in to be listed will be listed there, name, title, and company. You can download the list if you go onto the desktop version of the mobile app, start making some connections within the app, set up meetings. And we also just released our first timers, our first time attendees video, our conference compass, we call it, with quick tips and tricks for first timers, because it can be daunting to walk into a meeting of over 3,000 attendees, especially if you're new to the industry, not really knowing anybody. So we have got a first timers gathering Monday morning, allowing them a chance to meet, and there will be leadership there, Nick leadership and Nick staff, to help everybody make a few introductions and then send them off, get the conference started. And then with the welcome reception Monday evening, there'll be a special gathering area for those first time attendees so they can re-meet, reconnect, you know, see a familiar, friendly face, and really make sure that they've got their feet underneath them to be successful for the rest of the show.
That's great. I've been a part of those first time attendee meetings myself. When I was privileged enough to be on the Future Leaders Council, we volunteered to do some of that. So very important. There's a lot of newcomers in the industry, which is great. There's new tech coming into this space. There's new operators coming into the space, new products and services. And this is a really great way to start that process of building connections at the NIC event. Like you said, it can be very daunting. You're in a sea of people, and the majority of them really do know each other. This is one of the beautiful things about the industry, is that it's highly collaborative. It is not very siloed. It is very, very collaborative. And once you are in the industry and get to know people, it's very easy to make great friends and connections and business partners and do business here. And NIC is a great place to start with that. And the first time attendee meeting is certainly one not to miss if you're new. Very exciting agenda, Amy. And we're excited. Bridge the Gap has been cultivating some of these thought leaders and conversations for over eight years through the NIC conference, and Bridge the Gap will have their studios set up to make sure that we grab some of this content to share with our audience and network. You know, Amy, any encouragement, last minute encouragement for those that are kind of on the fence, like, I just don't know if I'm gonna go this year, but you know, FOMO is real. You don't want to miss out.
I agree. Absolutely. Registration is actually pacing ahead of where it was this time last year. So that's very exciting that, you know, the industry is back. It's better funded. There is more interest and more enthusiasm. And that enthusiasm does carry over to your NIC staff as well. We are making efforts to make all of our conferences feel authentically local. A NIC conference can take place any place, right? It can be in any city. As long as there's space for us, we can do it there. But we want to make sure that you are having the best possible time that you can have. So we want to really lean into Austin. We are partnering with local Austin brands. You will hear some local Austin music. It's going to be very, very evocative of the city itself everywhere you look. And that's very important to us. It's important because we're starting to track the actual ages and demographics of our attendees. For folks who registered this year, you may have seen a brand new question, which is, which generation do you fall in? That's important because for the first time ever in 2024, what we call next generation event goers, that would be millennials plus Gen Z, outnumbered boomers as conference attendees. First time ever. And that's really, really important. That means we need to rethink a bit about how we are, not necessarily how we are programming, perhaps how we are delivering that programming, but what we are doing in terms of the conference structure itself, the conference experience. Is it meeting our attendees where they want to be? So I think you can look for more and more of that from Nick as the years progress, because we're very committed to making this experience the best.
Well, I know that you will. And again, I'm personally excited that it's in Austin. And Amy, I just have one request. I don't know if you can do this for me, but for people that know me and follow me, they know my love for tacos is extreme. And so my only request is that Nick gets local tacos to come in to the conference for some food.
Noted. Tacos.
Okay. Good. I'll do whatever I have to do to make that happen and talk to many people there. So thank you so much. Amy, we're excited about this conversation, and also Bridge the Gap is excited to in advance really get prepared for our studio set up there. And I am for sure going to be attending some of these thought leader panels so that I can get the best information, the newest and most update information in the industry. So thank you so much for your time this morning.
Can't wait to see you in Austin.
Likewise. And so to our listeners, if you want to learn more information about this, go into the show notes and you can hit all the links there to register and learn more about the Fall NIC Conference in Austin, Texas, and connect with us there. You can go to btgvoice.com, download this content, so much more. And thanks for listening to another great episode of Bridge the Gap.
Thanks for listening to Bridge the Gap podcast with Josh and Lucas. Connect with the BTG Network team and use your voice to influence the industry by connecting with us at btgvoice.com.